Exodus chapter 23. You shall not raise a false report. Put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shall you speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Neither shall you countenance a poor man in his cause. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of him that hates you lying under his burden, and would forbear to help him, you shall surely help with him. And you shall not wrest judgment of your poor in his cause. Keep you far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay you not, for I will not justify the wicked. And you shall take no gift, for the gift blinds the wise, and perverts the words of the righteous. And you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, seeing you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And 6 years you shall sow your land, and shall gather in the fruits thereof. But in the 7th year you shall let it rest and lie still, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beast of the field shall eat. In like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive yard. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the 7th day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. 3 times you shall keep a feast unto me during the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you, in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it you came out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. In the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when you have gathered in your labors out of the field, 3 times in the year all your males shall appear before the Lord God. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. Look, I send an angel before you, to keep you in the way, and to bring you into the place which I prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies, and an adversary unto your adversary. For my angel shall go before you, and bring you into the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works. But you shall utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall be nothing cast their young, nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before you, and will destroy all the people to whom you will come. And I will make all your enemies turn their backs to flee. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beast of the field multiply against you. By little and little I will drive them out before you, until you be increased and inherit the land. And I will set your bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert into the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto you.